All
Awesome.
right.
Okay, with the creative team of Mariposa, we got the director, the producer, and all the creative stars, including the composer and the writers. Thank you guys. It's been crazy. Last 40 minutes, so I appreciate you guys' patience. It like such interesting things happen. So you guys are an amazing team. So tell me, what school is this from? Was this project made from?
It was made from DigiPen Institute of Technology over in Redmond. It's kind of like a technical school.
And you guys are all graduated from the school.
Yes.
And this was your kind of capstone project or kind of thesis project?
Yeah, in a way, it was our senior film.
So Brooke, you were the driving force, I guess, of the film. You were the director. Did you write the screenplay as well?
Yes, I worked with Emma on writing the story, and to make it very like impactful for everyone. And so yes, I worked with Emma on it.
So
Yes.
if I'm reading this the film right, which is fantastic, well, we can get into the creation of it. It's a story about dementia, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's kind of a shock to the audience. Like we don't see it coming.
Yeah, I really wanted to make it like shown at the end so everyone can see like, oh, what's going on? Like confused for a second. I wanted that to be like on purpose and then to see that so it's like more impactful because that's how like people who have dementia and even Alzheimer's have to go through that, like being confused all the time and then having moments of clarity like Mariposa does at have at the end.
And hence the why the name Mariposa.
Well, Mariposa means butterfly, and so we and the butterfly symbolizes change, and so we wanted to include that, and just like it's like a symbolism with that.
So what inspired this story about dementia?
My great grandmother, she had dementia, and I grew up until like the age of 13. She was present in my life a lot, and so I saw her grow go through the different stages of dementia and saw how that affected her, and even like not just her, also me and my family. It
Sure, of
was
course.
really tough, you know.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to make a film that connected people together. Because I felt feel like having a family member with dementia is very like only your family really talks about it. It's not like people don't really have quite like groups to go to or like other people sometimes. And so I wanted to make a film where everyone can like feel that and have that connection.
So perhaps we should have that. There should be more kind of communities, because I'm sure that if you went through, like, unfortunately, there's thousands of other people, families going through the same thing, right?
Oh yes. And I think that would be really nice, you know, have connections with one another and be able to like support each other through such a hard time.
Because it takes a toll on its family, like it really does. When you love somebody and then all of a sudden, that's not them anymore. They're somebody else.
Oh yeah, totally different person and always like having to remember like how should we say like these things to her and what will she like remember today, you know?
So you worked on the screenplay with Emma?
Yes, I
How did
did.
that collaboration happen?
Always loved Emma for her sense of story and storytelling. Of course. And actually, when we were doing our pitches, Emma had a very similar story to mine, and I felt like this was like perfect. We can really just combine our stories and make it into one because her story is very beautiful. And so we were able to work together to be able to make this beautiful film.
Emma, how was the writing experience with Brooke?
It was really good, I would say. Like, when we first started, we did a lot of like in-person meetings, and we would talk through the story and how it would end and how it's a very deep story, and you don't want to leave it off on like a very dark note because that's just heartbreaking. So like a lot of it was like a lot of trial and error and seeing like how like others would react to it if we did this or did that. And it was very nice. Like we both came in with a lot of ideas and like just merged a bunch of things like to see what would happen.
Gotcha. So how did so then Cambria, you're the producer. So how does this whole project come together? Do you have to pitch it to the school? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, so their process is we as individuals created a whole bunch of like basically a shot deck and pitched it to the rest of the class. And then people would vote from the films and decide which one they wanted to do. And then Mariposa ended up being one of the films that made it to the end. And it got a team surrounding it. And then for the next 3 semesters, we would work on the film and animate it. To make it come to life. I'd say the hardest part about it was probably we did a hybrid film, which is a combo between 2D animation and 3D environments. So we had to create a pipeline from the ground up because the school really didn't do that prior. They haven't had that kind of film. They've had similar things, but not the same. So we had to take an already existing pipeline for 2D animation that they had at the school, and then one for 3D, and kind of merge them and figure out how to like navigate that while still getting graded on it. So, yeah, that's kind of how it worked.
So why 2D animation for everybody can answer this. Why 2D animation for this project or for any project that you're working on in the world that we live in today?
I think a lot of it had to go back to like the classic Disney style, right? Like it's very well known and it's very nostalgic. And what we were trying to go for was a very nostalgic, like memory inducing,
Yeah.
feeling for this film.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is pulled from old 2D animation for reference wise.
Yeah, it kind of had like a Sleeping Beauty, kind of alone in her cabin vibe to it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you guys are in agreement with that?
Yeah, I think
It's
so. For sure.
the
Definitely.
animals, right? Well, in this case, the butterflies. But yeah, she's cleaning, right? But this is kind of the mind of the person, right? So. What inspired you to talk, like what inspired you to have butterflies as kind of the thematic and kind of having this motif?
That's a good question. Brooke, do you want to answer that one?
Oh yeah. I want to choose the butterflies because I felt like that's something like you cannot not see, And so having the swarm is also like a symbolism for not only like dementia itself, but also having Mariposa like go back into her like herself and like remember, and it's like forcing herself to like remember in a way. And so And the butterfly is always about change. It changes from a caterpillar to a cocoon to a butterfly. And so that's how we kind of wanted our story to go along with as well. Start at that caterpillar stage, go into that cocoon, and then end up turning to a butterfly at the end.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it is kind of crazy that that happens, right? Like that they're mo they, you know what I mean? That they turn into butterflies. Like the caterpillar turns into butterflies. It's just like I know it's human nature, but it's still kind of interesting, right? Like that's a thing.
Definitely. It's kind of like the life cycle a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, I think even throughout like how the character looks, we try to represent that idea a lot in like old photos of like having like motifs of caterpillars when she's younger or like when she's older and she looks more cocooned up and stuff. But, yeah.
Okay, so you guys got the project under a go. So Kira was one of the artists. I'm assuming everybody was the artist. So how does the project like what's the next steps? You got the scripts, you got now you have to like I guess you have to draw the film, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
We
Kira,
had to
when
go
do you come
along.
when did you come aboard the project?
I came aboard like the second semester.
Okay, and
And I
what did you
was
do?
I primarily helped out with compositing and VFX.
Is that something you want to do? Is like that's sort of your kind of passion?
My passion's more so for like character design, but I still had some pretty good experiences working with compositing and VFX and a little bit of background.
Okay.
And it was definitely like least get my foot in the door, and I got to meet all these lovely people.
So, did you guys like storyboard things before you started like the film? Is that the
Oh,
process?
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot going into that. Me and Brooke did a lot of the storyboard planning at the school. So we would do that. And a lot of it, like, so we would hammer down what we were going to do, the timing, the like how it was going to go down. And then we'd have to go into layout planning, which was like a whole nother thing where like we put the animatic and the storyboards over like the 3D background to see how it would fit or how it would change. So definitely had to have the storyboard down to like perfect timing at that point.
Gotcha. So then, okay, so then what's like, how long did it take you? Like, did you guys have a timeline to get the film completed?
Yeah. Oh,
It's okay. You can talk to Chris.
Yeah.
We had about 3 semesters in a school year. Oh, I guess a year and a half, I could say. We had 1 semester to do pre-production work. We had another semester to start our post-production, and then we had a semester to finish it all up. So when we combine all that, it's about a year and a half because we had to work over the summer one time. So, yeah, it was about a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay, so then when did Chase, when do you come into the film? Do you look at, do you see like the rough cut of the film? You're the composer of the
Yeah.
nice job, by the way.
No, thank you. Yeah, that started pretty early on. I got brought onto the project because of I had done three prior films, short films with DigiPen. I was also kind of going into senior at the time, like around the same as all the students on the project. So I was brought on fairly early. So I saw all the very beginning sketches of a lot of everything. The material I was given at the very beginning was just, rough shots kind of going along the pacing of the film. And I was able to kind of work from a slow point at the beginning, coming up with small ideas, little motifs, things to help out. And then most of the like major music and sound was mostly done a lot in the final semester, that kind of last 3, 4 months of that project,
Okay.
mainly due to the fact that just because putting music and sound to a fixed visual media like that, you need things to kind of be set in stone a little bit. Otherwise, it kind of moves things around. But it was a really lovely process, and I really enjoyed working with the team. I met several times with them. Went back and forth with Cambria a lot. She was my main kind of talking point with the team. But it was a really great experience, and they did a really good job.
Did you go to the school as well?
Yes, yeah. Which yeah, I the music department at the
Okay.
school, they're not directly tied to the film side of the program. Usually the music students are off doing game projects and other things like that. I was one of the two students at the time in the school to jump at the extra opportunity to be able to be hired on as these composer sound designers for these student short films. And it was a really great experience. I mean, through the whole thing, I was able to kind of explore a different medium with them,
Yeah.
and it was a really nice process.
Sounds like a great opportunity. You got all these credits now, and you got
Oh, yeah.
you got a musical like a composing reel.
Yeah, it helped take just like experience with game design and this non-fixed media, this kind of evolving type of composing,
Yeah.
and also bringing in this more linear form, which is just amazing experience, and it was a really nice process.
So what's next for you?
Currently, I'm a sound designer at an indie company called Rogue Rooster, doing sound work for video games. I'm also working as a contract composer for more short films at the moment. So I'm still dipping in both sides of that pond of getting to do the fun sound stuff for games, but also writing music for film. And that's just going really well right now. I'm in a nice place.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Still,
You
yeah.
so you're based in Washington?
Yeah, I didn't grow up around here, but I grew up in Wisconsin, but I moved out here for DigiPen to go to college, and I've lived here ever since.
Well, one would assume there's a lot of video games
It's the
developed there.
space, yeah. This is the space to be, right? So no point leaving right now.
There's not much video game development in Wisconsin, one would assume.
Oh, not at all. No, it would be tricky to keep that up back home. Yeah.
Well, I think you did an excellent job.
No,
You
thank
kind
you.
of when did you so you did Cambria, when did you were dealing with like when did you guys talk about, do you guys have tone meetings about the music? Like what was the process?
We usually have weekly meetings as a team, and then with Chase, it was a lot more of we had to get our work done to give him stuff, so sometimes there was some dead period where we kind of like we're just like, okay, it's fine, we'll just leave you to your own devices for a little bit. But then when we'd give him, it usually was we'd give him a cut of the storyboard and then the animatic and then whatever changes we ended up making because it would mess with the time. So we had to get our storyboard completely set in stone and then match our animation frames to the storyboard. That way Chase wasn't having to redo his track constantly. So if we had major changes, we'd have to let him know. And so that would be what our meetings would usually be about. Be like, hey, so we changed this. And yeah, because like with animation, it's you gotta get it down to the second basically. So yeah.
How were you guys feeling about like when it was all coming together? Were you thinking, were you getting excited that it was kind of all kind of turning into a solid short film?
Yeah, actually, can I tell a story?
Sure.
Our main composer, not composer, oh my gosh, compositor and VFX artist Michelle showed us this image of like our entire film after the composite. At that time, we had just been looking at like our rough animation to like line art, kind of everything was kind of all over the place in different stages throughout the film. So we haven't gotten to see how it looked like and a finished product, but she showed us like it was literally just like a picture of like Mariposa holding a butterfly, and we all started freaking out because we're like, that looks so good. It was wild to see it finished because we were looking at it in a very like unfinished state forever, and we're like, man, we don't know if this is gonna look good. So yeah.
So it's one of those like the animation is like it's like it gets in your head a little bit because it is like a grind, right? And sometimes you kind of have I've talked to like a lot of animators and they always go through that stage of doubt, right? Like they wonder like what like because it's sometimes you just get too close to something and you're like, am I what am I doing? Is it just like did you guys have those moments of doubt?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like so for a majority of the time, like it was such a work in progress, and like all we saw was like in the unfinished state. So it was just like, well, I don't know if this actually, am I too close to it? Is this actually good? Is this reading well anymore? But like when we find like when you get to like the near the end, everything just starts going go, 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 and it happens so quickly that it's almost like finished before you know it. And it just looks so amazing, and you're just like, wow, like I didn't realize that this is gonna turn out so amazing. Like it's more than I ever thought it would be.
That's
So
amazing.
yeah.
And so now you're said like you're I think your school, right? Your school is sending it to festivals.
Yes. Cambria
That's
knows more about that.
Yeah, our school is usually sending a majority of the to the festivals, and then I've had to do a couple of them. But yeah, they usually cover that.
that's good. That's rare for a school. I
Yeah.
believe that all schools should do that. They should have that part of the budget, but Most of them don't. It's usually up to the student.
It was really nice of them.
And how's it doing? How's it doing so far?
It's doing good. It's getting selected into a lot of places, and then it's one big one. Actually, I guess it's won a couple of categories at different film festivals now. And then it's also gotten like finalist in other places. So I think it's doing good. It's still a little baby film, so it has like a wide range of time left. But I like we really appreciated your guys's film festival, or the sorry the Chicago, because it was we needed that win. It was right after a big loss, so we needed that win. Yeah.
You get emotionally involved. I wouldn't take anything too personally. It's like a cliche, but don't take the highs too high and don't take the lows too low, right?
Yeah.
It's just another stage of the grind. So you guys made a great film. It's solid. It's like nice 2D animation. There's like it's about something profound. It's got a nice t twist to it. It's fantastic. Like hopefully you guys are all proud of the experience.
Thank you.
Thank you. We definitely are.
So let me ask each one of you individually, what's next for you? You can start, Brooke.
Well, what's next for me? Funny enough, I'm actually going to toy design now. So, kind of starting away from the film and everything. And so, my plans are I want to go into toy design and I love to make a business, have a business one day, and eventually bring all my knowledge of film and even create maybe my own like commercials with my toys or even like a little storyline with all the toys that I create. So, that's what's next for me for now.
Is there a toy that you're creating right now?
Oh yes. So I have this little line called Doodles. I started at my school and I really like the idea, so I'm branching off and kind of making it like its own like world. And so right now I'm designing some little like cute figurines of like little cats and bears and such, based on like soda floats and such. So that's what I have planned for now.
What about you, Emma?
Sorry. I'm more into the story stuff, so I've decided that I'm gonna start making my own comics soon. So I'm kind of trying to fund that for myself right now. So much different than Mariposa, but I want to be more in the film, like story, like writing department.
Gotcha.
So
That makes
that's
sense.
where I'm going. Yeah.
Well, good. And Kira?
I'm just trying to find any work I can right now, but I want to soon start working on a few projects, creative projects that I have, mainly a pitch for a TV show and like a comic.
Okay.
And I'm going to Lightbox this month, which is
Cool.
like a big animation slash art expo.
Yeah. So this is where you animation's your thing. You want that's where you're sticking with.
Yeah, the animation industry I'm still sticking with, just more so in character design and stuff.
Gotcha. In Cambria?
I'm moving into the realm of color scripting. I did some for Mariposa, but I really enjoyed it. And that's what I want to do color scripting for feature length films. So, yeah, I'm definitely doing a lot of that.
And we know where Chase is going, but Chase, do you have like a big dream? Do you want to like compose feature films, or where do you want to go?
I'm covering my bases pretty well. I mean, music is my overall passion, just writing in general. I like writing for a lot of different forms, so I'm continuing to make sure I stick with as many as I can, writing for live performance, writing for video games, writing for film, doing as much as I can. And it's been really great. So it's going well.
Well, Mariposa team, I really appreciate your time and patience, like very much patience. We had some technical difficulties to start this, so I appreciate everybody's time. Wish you guys all the best and success with the film. And sounds like a great school that you went to that, they, from my point of view, they basically submit your film to festivals, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank
Thank you.
you.
Yeah,
And
thank you.
Hope to talk to you all individually or together again when you guys make your next film.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yes, right?
All right. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thank you.
Have a nice
Thank you.
day.
Have a nice day.
You too.